Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your life? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management with tenant-paid screenings, rent payment processing, online lease creation with eSign, and a suite of incredible landlord tools. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. So if you're tired of the rental chaos and crave seamless, efficient management, head over to KeyCheck.com and sign up today. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners.
Welcome to the Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the leader and largest online marketplace for midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
It's your host of the Landlord Diaries, Kelly Bailey, coming to you from the Austin, Texas area with around 7 midterm rentals with that tiny house we added. And my co-host...
Hello, everyone. I'm Katie Lyon in the Denver area. And Kelly, I don't think I've told you, but we're going to be at 10.
10. The perfect 10. Keep going, Katie. 10. Hurrah.
Which is just crazy. We were planning on stopping at 9 for a while, but then one of our arbitrage partners came to us with kind of the perfect property, and it was too good to pass up. So we're going for it. But today we get to talk with Chanel. Chanel has combined the house hacking technique, which is where you purchase a property and rent out part of it to offset your mortgage and expenses, and midterm rentals. So she is renting part of her primary residence to midterm rental travelers and has had such good successes and has really finessed all of the quirks that you would think about that, like house rules and guests and pets and safety and privacy. So she has thought through all of those things and shares with us kind of her techniques and approaches. And it was so great to connect with her, and she's got some good info for everyone. So please enjoy. We would love your comments or questions for Chanel on YouTube. If you are enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you are listening to this. And we can't wait for you guys to enjoy this episode and learn even more about midterm rentals.
While Disney World is popular for vacation rentals, the greater Orlando area is popular for midterm rentals as well, with over 1 million map and property listing page views within the last year and over 2,400 listings on Furnished Finder within 30 miles of Orlando. We will take a glimpse into this market today, talking with Chanel Solomon, a successful rent by the room host for over 5 years now among 840 plus room rentals in the Orlando area. That is quite some competition. Chanel, thanks for being here with us today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hello from sunny Orlando.
Woohoo! I like that sunny part. That's nice. let's give some relation here. What part of Orlando are you in, and how close are you to Disney World?
I am in the downtown area of Orlando. I actually live maybe 10 minutes out, right outside of downtown Orlando. So depending on where you go, how far you, what the road that you take to get there, it can be anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes over to Disney.
Okay. So you're really close to downtown Orlando. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm far enough away from Disney to not be in the touristy area, close mm-hmm. enough to downtown so you can experience either very easily.
Love it.
All right. So, Chanel, let's jump into your midterm rental situation here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you rent out a room in your own house. So tell us kind of how you decided to do that, how you stumbled upon the option of midterm rentals, and more about the room that you rent out.
Okay. Well, I actually decided to start doing this because I purchased a home 10 years ago. I'm a single person. I had the space. I realized that I could not use all of this space on my own. You can occupy one space at a time. So I just really wanted to take advantage of it. I was interested in finding ways to generate revenue streams for myself. And this seemed like the easiest way to do that. So I started, my very first renter was my sister. So I started that way. And then after her, since that time, I would say I have become a better landlord as a result of that experience. So it's been great. I've learned a lot. I've had different challenges, but overall, it's definitely worth it.
And is it like a suite in your house that you rent out? Is it like a bedroom with a connected bathroom? Do you share the kitchen? How's it kind of structured? Because I know with room rentals, you can do it all sorts of different ways.
Oh, yeah. And I have done all sorts of ways. So the makeup of my house is a one-story home. It is technically a three-bedroom, three-bathroom home, but the garage was converted into a mother-in-law suite. So it's roughly 200 square feet in the room. And then it's adjacent to the laundry room and then a private bathroom. And that area is right off the kitchen. I have another room, which is a guest room that I have also rented out in the past. That one, not so much going forward because I like to keep it for myself when I have guests that I would like to host. But the mother-in-law suite is generally what I'm renting out. It's a great situation for someone who's looking for a quasi-efficiency. The room, as I said, is 211 square feet, full queen-size bed, side tables, couch, coffee tables, dresser, closet, the whole shebang. It's really comfortable. And again, there is a private bathroom. It's right next to the laundry area. So that's very convenient. And then it's right off the kitchen. So in terms of being comfortable, it provides a level of privacy that renters seem to like. So it's worked out really well.
So Chanel, you've been doing this for over 5 years now. Wow, that's impressive. And room rentals, many of our guests are nervous about the idea of room rentals or just think entire units are much easier. And I'm sure there's been changes over the years, competition. So how is your room rental doing? Has it stayed occupied? Have you had any big gaps? Tell us about the room rental market in Orlando.
So I think the room rental market is great here because there are lots of people relocating to the Orlando area. Affordable housing is scarce. So for those who are open-minded to living with other people under certain conditions, of course, I think it works out really well. I have not had any major gaps in the past 5 years, although this year I decided to, after April, which was the last time that I had a renter, I just kind of took a break. I did some renovations to my home to make it more comfortable, more convenient, because you always want to keep things very well maintenance if you share your space. So that's also something that I think allows me to stay competitive. I've looked at some of the other homes on Furnish Finder that other people are advertising. So I kind of know what my competition is. And I try to, as I said, stay on top of maintenance, make sure that I have really great pictures online that are well lit. In terms of the space that really showcase what a renter will be getting. So I have not had really any issues finding renters. There have been some folks who are interested, but the situation didn't work for me. So I declined those opportunities, but I'm not sure of folks who are looking for this type of situation.
Love that. All right. So Chanel, let's go through a few things that I think come to mind when people think about potentially having a room rental situation. And particularly when you are one of the rooms, right? Because there's two ways you can do room rentals. One is, you know, you have a property and you rent it out by the room. And the other one is more of a house hacking situation like you're doing, where it's your primary residence and you're renting out sectors of your house. So let's talk about, for you, kind of your thought process about some of these things. And the first thing I want to talk about is shared spaces, because I know when it comes to house hacking, you know, renting rooms within your own home, it's like, I'm going to be sharing the kitchen, the living room, the backyard, the front yard. How do you think about that? Or how do you approach that in your business to make sure it's something that you're comfortable with?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder is the place for you. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees and hello to direct bookings for 30-day plus days. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So if you're ready to experience the joys of midterm renting and take a load off your landlord's shoulders, head over to furnishedfinder.com today. We make it easy to get started. We're grateful to Furnished Finder for sponsoring this episode, and we're sure you'll love what they have in store for you.
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think for me, because I live here, I make sure that there's a set of rules that I am comfortable with. I do have house rules that are posted on my rentals. When folks call and they do express interest, I make sure to kind of walk them through some of the house rules ahead of time, so that they understand what they're getting into, so that they understand what my expectations are. And what you mentioned earlier really just comes down to an attitude that you have to have. If you're a person who you don't want people in your space, you aren't comfortable sharing your things, then this kind of makeup will never work for you, because you will always feel like someone is invading your space, your privacy. And really, if you're sharing your space, you really share everything to an extent. So in terms of shared spacing, we have the kitchen that we share. I have a living room space, dining room space. I have a deck. And my renters are welcome to all of those options. There's never a time where, you know, we don't have any restrictions. Also, the laundry room is a shared space. So the biggest challenge, I think, that people believe that they will encounter is other people being messy, maybe breaking things. But for me, all of that is outweighed by the benefit. There's no dish or glass that someone could break that will take away from the benefits that I have. You know, when I come home, my home is still peaceful because we've all agreed to a certain standard of living that we're going to maintain. And again, it comes down to an attitude, and you really need to do a self-assessment about being able to share your space. Will I be comfortable with this? Am I going to be comfortable with my guests who may have a guest? Am I going to be responsive if they have a problem, you know, that needs to be addressed? And, you know, as the landlord, you are responsible for those things. So I think in thinking about whether or not this is something that you want to do, you have to think very critically about yourself and how you will respond to having someone else in your personal space.
All right. So, and I would assume, Chanel, that some of that is depending on the actual room that you're renting out, right? If there's a room with a kitchenette, or it's the mother-in-law suite or something, that's someone that you're going to have a little bit more privacy from, versus just a secondary bedroom in the same house that you might overlap a lot more. So I know that that probably ties in with kind of analyzing your space and seeing, okay, which room or space am I going to rent? How is this going to set me up? And am I going to be comfortable? So I like what you said there. I'd like to dig in a little bit more when you talk about the shared spaces, because you mentioned posting rules, and you also mentioned that no broken dish is going to cause an issue. You know, things happen. But let's talk more about how you set yourself up for success there. And like, are there special personal items that you've tucked away? Or how do you make sure that you really communicate those expectations to guests? They're not really guests, they're tenants, right? While still creating like a welcoming and cohesive environment. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I think the underlying theme with room rentals really is like setting expectations and communication right from the beginning.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder has everything you need to find your next tenant. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees, markups, and commissions, and hello to direct bookings. If you're ready to experience all the benefits renting your property for 30 days or more, head over to furnishedfinder.com where you can list your property for one low annual price. We make it easy to get started.
So those house rules that I mentioned earlier, if someone decides to rent the space, the very first day that they come, we do a walkthrough, just like any other standalone apartment rental. We do a walkthrough. We sit down at the kitchen table. I go over each of the rules and then I have them sign, right? Just because I need them to understand exactly what the expectations are. And then I know that I've communicated. And sometimes there's certain rules that require a conversation. Maybe they have questions, you know, maybe they have a scenario that I haven't considered. And then we may need to, you know, address that. But I think that the rules need to be reasonable. If they are not reasonable, if it is going to cause friction or an issue, if they are much too rigid, then this is probably not for you, because someone won't be comfortable there. And if they're not comfortable in your space, then they will want to leave earlier. They may leave negative feedback about you. So in terms of making me comfortable, I do have a home office. A lot of my personal things are in my home office, and I do have locks on my door. So if I'm not here, for instance, I will lock my doors. And when I say that, I mean on vacation, not on a day-to-day basis. You know, you have to relinquish some of the mistrust you may have if that is something that you think you may be dealing with, because it can really eat you up, right? Because at the end of the day, you really don't know folks. The most that you can do is run a background check, and the background check doesn't give you an entire picture of a person. So, you know, just those initial conversations. I like Furnished Finder because many of the folks who use Furnished Finder are professional people, very mature people. And I think it's in the conversations that you have, that background check, and, you know, just kind of going with being okay with the fact that someone is going to be in your space. So do I tuck things away? Yes and no. You know, I have a home security system. I have cameras outside. I have a keypad kind of thing. But though that's it in terms of safety. And, you know, I'm happy to say that I've never felt unsafe in my home. All of the measures that I feel like I have taken, I think are reasonable. And I think that's really the best you can do is hope for the best.
For sure. Definitely. So cleaning and laundry and things of that nature, where you kind of have to make sure you've got systems in place. You have some really great rules and ideas about that schedule of how each person keeps their individual and shared space clean, but also when to have a cleaner come into your home and when you do the extra cleaning versus your guests. So tell us about your cleaning and laundry and things like that.
Yes. So I do have a cleaner that comes once a month. Tenants can have the option of saying, no, I don't want my room clean, but they don't have an option about the bathroom. And I just, as I said, I like to maintain the space, and everyone has different cleaning rituals, and that's fine. But the bathrooms get cleaned at least once a month, in the, in it, throughout the house in general. But, you know, as I said, the tenant cannot opt out of having that area clean. In terms of the laundry room, because the laundry room is next to the space that they're going to be renting, the only rule that I have, and really because it's only me and in the house now, I won't do laundry after maybe 10 o'clock. 10 p.m., something like that. We do have like quiet time. So, you know, just being really conscientious of the folks that you're staying with, I think makes living with others a much more smooth experience. In terms of the kitchen, the rule is that after you use the kitchen, you have to clean the kitchen. I mean, no dishes left in the sink, no food left on the stove. I'm really particular about the kitchen because, you know, we don't want rodents. We don't want bugs. We do have quarterly pest control that comes in to just make sure that nothing's happening. I live in Florida. Sometimes, you know, the ants will come in the summertime, and I just like to keep those things addressed again. So I want everyone to have a good experience. In terms of the living room, as long as they, you know, don't leave their personal things in the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, it's totally fine. I have a back deck that the tenants are welcome to use. There's a charcoal grill outside that they're welcome to use. I have an avocado tree outside. They're welcome to the avocados if they're in bloom. Again, we have rules, but I think they are very common sense. In terms of parking, I do have outdoor, you know, street parking for them. In terms of the dining space, they're welcome to use the dining space. Again, our number one rule is just to clean up after yourself, right? And that's worked pretty well. I haven't had anyone who's had issues with that. In the past, one woman did live here, and this is going back to that guest room that I've transitioned out of renting out this year. But we do have rules around guests. I have a 3-day two-night guest rule. And this was one time she had a guest. I didn't know. My bedroom is across from my guest room. And so she had a guest, and I was leaving my room when he was leaving her room, and he startled me and I screamed because there was just a man here. It was dark. It was unexpected, but I knew the guy. And I realized that, you know, who he was. So it wasn't a problem, but just that level of communication is important. So you develop just a level of, you know, how formal or informal you can be at home. Generally, I rent to women, so women can be a bit more relaxed around one another. So the level of communication needs to be there if you have a visitor, so everyone knows and we can all, you know, cover up or just feel more confident being in the home if there is a male in the home.
All right. Awesome. All right, Janelle, I want to circle back because like we said in the intro, you are in a crowded market, right? And oftentimes these, I don't know if crowded is the right word. You're in a market with a lot of supply. There's a lot of listings on Furnish Finder in the Orlando area, but there's also a lot of demand, right? So it's just, let's call it a heavy traffic area, right? You've got lots of travelers coming. You've got lots of supply there because there's so many travelers. But how do you stand out? And let's talk about Furnish Finder in particular. So on your Furnish Finder listing, what types of things have you done to your listing where you've really seen like, okay, that helped me stand out, or that helped me get in front of the right people, or that really set me up for success?
I think it's all about how you present your photos. Not only that, but I don't wait for leads to come to me. I get lead notifications. So if it sounds like someone that I may feel comfortable with sharing my space with, I just, you know, I respond directly to them. I say, hey, I think I have something that you may be interested in. Check out this link. I send it to them. And that way, not only are they looking, but they also have folks who are looking for them. And I think that for me has worked well in terms of not having to wait to see if someone is interested in my space, but going after folks who interest me. Not only that, but as I said, if I see someone who may have, may be a good fit for me, sometimes folks will save their favorites. So I like to check out the competition. So I will check out the listings that they are looking for. And they kind of do a mental comparison to mine, because even though what I have to offer is great, maybe someone is working maybe 45 minutes away and they don't want to invest in paying tolls or sitting in traffic for a long time to get to the place that they're going to, right? So the determining factor might not be that your home isn't beautiful and welcoming, or that they didn't have a connection with you. It may be something out of your control. Also, I do have a dog, so I'm looking for dog-friendly folks. And I understand that that's not everyone. So again, I'm just looking to, I work Furnish Finder, right? I participate in the finding, so to speak. So
yes, I think that's perfect, right? Like, so many times we hear from landlords that are just sitting and waiting for the booking request to come in. And it's like, no, get on in Furnish Finder and dig in, connect with those leads. Even if what they say they're looking for isn't exactly what you have, which will show up as an unmatched lead in your dashboard. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like a car dealership. You know, you might be shopping and you're saying, okay, I want this model, this color interior, this features. And they might say, we have something close. Or we have that, but it's a little bit over your requested budget. So just because you see those leads come in and it doesn't completely match up, there's still so much potential when you reach out and just have the conversation. So I love to hear that, because that really is how our platform is made to be used, right? It's not made to be a set it and forget it. It's made to be interactive, because when you have a room rental like yours, like, we want to make sure that you get the perfect match as a tenant, not just someone who's willing to come, right? And that's where midterm rentals are so different than short-terms. Short-terms, a lot of times it's, let's just get the occupancy up. Let's get this place booked. Let's get it in. And we'll, whoever the vacationers are, the travelers are, whoever they are, we'll figure it out. But with midterm rentals, it's really like, let's get you the tenant that is perfect for your situation, your property, your needs. So there's just needs to be more conversation there. So I just really love that you are able to use it like that. Tell us a little bit about your property descriptions, how you write those, and how that's helped you. Because I know, like you said, like, you have a dog. This is a house where, you know, travelers have to know that there's going to be reasonable rules that they are expected to keep. But at the same time, you have it set up where people have their own privacy and such. So tell us how you've incorporated that into your property description, because I think that's one of the least utilized spaces for a lot of landlords.
Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your midterm rental business? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management. With tenant-paid screenings, online rent payment processing, custom lease creation, and a suite of incredible landlord tools, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners. Visit KeyCheck.com to unlock the power of stress-free property management and take your rental business to new heights.
I look at it as an advertisement, right? Similar to how when real estate agents advertise their properties. And I actually ended up looking at, you know, I went to Zillow, I looked at property descriptions, even property descriptions that were similar to, you know, mine, or just for an example of what was expected there from, you know, Furnish Finder. So there was a wealth of information there. So I wanted to first describe the area, and then I wanted to describe the property. And I feel like I went to great pains to describe the level of privacy, because I think sometimes people are afraid of living with others because they think that there will be a lack of privacy. So I really put a lot of effort into making sure that I use language that communicated that, A, I am a professional person, and the space, what it had to offer. In terms of my dog, I wanted to make sure that I listed that there is a dog here, because some people are afraid of dogs. They may have allergies. Some people who are traveling with pets, maybe they don't want to be in a home with another pet. And I don't rent to people with pets, just because Sammy's the king of the house. And I kind of like to keep it that way. But in terms of standing out in the description, I use the description in conjunction with the images to kind of just drive home the look and feel of my space.
I love that. And I think also describing the area is probably very underutilized for lots of landlords when it comes to, okay, tell us not only the greater area you're in, but also like, what's the actual neighborhood like, right? What's the feel? What's convenient around there? Are there parks? I know Kelly does a great job of talking about, you know, which trails or hikes or which dog parks are around. And I think that's something that I actually could be a little bit better with, because it's something that when it's your property or a property that you're managing is so kind of second nature, but it is really important as a traveler, especially when you're staying there for at least 30 days. You're like, what's the neighborhood like? What's the, absolutely, you know, is this, am I going to feel safe at night? Am I going to, you know, what's the parking like? Those are all very important details to these types of travelers. So I think that's a great thing you've done. Another thing I like that you have done that I don't see all room rental landlords do is also posting photos of the outside of your property, right? So they letting them know, like, so important, like, here's what the whole thing looks like, right? Here's what the private spaces look like. Here's what the shared spaces look like. Here's what the outside looks like. I would actually love if you added a photo of Sammy. That's your dog's name, you said, right?
Yeah.
I think that'd be so cute. Like, here's one of your, you know, housemates. Sammy, I don't know what type of dog he is, but, you know, the 240-pound miniature schnauzer, and he enjoys belly rubs and tennis balls. I think that would also be a really cute way to stand out, because you said you don't accept travelers with other pets, which is completely understandable when you have your own pet. Which some would see as a challenge, but I think you could flip that and make it an opportunity. Like, you want to live with me and my really, really cool dog? Because here he is. He's super cute.
That's a good idea.
So, I never thought about that.
Because he is like a fourth roommate for sure.
Yes, he is. He has a lot to say for sure. That's really great feedback. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that would also help attract, you know, if someone's scrolling through pictures and they're like, OMG, the dog is so cute. Like, that's the type of tenant that you want, right? And I think that, you know, we can think about that with all types of photos or everything. Like, talk about things that would attract the tenant that you want, right?
You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? You said something earlier, and it made me think about another something else that I include in terms of describing the area. So I'm in Central Florida. You know, you can be 30 to 45 minutes from Disney World. We're an hour from a beach, in any direction, an hour from a beach, 2 hours from a really nice beach. There's lots of food culture here in Orlando, really cute little suburban neighborhoods with different look and feels. So I try to add that to my description as well, because there's so many remote travelers that are looking for that type of dynamic. And I wanted to make sure that they understand that this area in Orlando offers that. So I totally agree with you. I think that's really important because some people love outdoors. We also have springs here. You know, lots of people participate in outdoor life. There's boating, kayaking, canoeing, tubing. I mean, anything you can think of. And so those types of descriptions would really speak to someone who loves that kind of lifestyle. So it's important to include those details that might not be important to you, but when you're thinking about advertising, you really want to kind of talk yourself up a bit and think outside of the box, because you're not just appealing to you, you're appealing to anyone, everyone, right? So,
well, and that also might be very second nature to you since you live there. You know that there's all these recreational activities to do, but like I'm in Denver. I would never ever guess that you could go kayaking in Orlando. Maybe that's just my own stupidity, probably. But like when I think of Orlando, I think of beaches and Mickey Mouse. Like that's it, right? So I think it would also be cool to be like, hey, you know, I'm renting extra rooms or extra space in my property. I can also help you really get to know the locals' view of this area, right? Yes. Where you can know things that are not just on Google or Facebook or whatever, but like I can show you the real places to go kayak, right?
Oh, yeah,
and that's so cool. So I think just no matter how you have your property, whether it's house hacking or you're doing room rentals where you're not in the property or you're renting out the whole property itself, finding that way to just be like, here's how this setup can really serve you is something that landlords can really, really kind of get their bang for their buck on Furnish Finder with.
I think Absolutely. There's one last thing I want to touch on this whole, how do you stand out from the competition that you highlighted and you do very well is the importance of building out your Furnish Finder landlord profile. That is a huge factor in the trust aspect, especially in a room rental situation. They can feel that connection to you, who you are as a person. You can build that trust. So tell us about why that's so important to you to have your profile built out and kind of what details you put in your profile.
So I totally agree in terms of having the profile there. I don't know how other people use their profile, but I look at other profiles too. And many times the folks who are looking for space, they don't actually fill out their profile. But for me, my profile is complete because I understand that people want to know who they're going to be living with. They want, you know, a short introduction that's straight to the point about who you are. And I think people do read into that. They determine right then and there, okay, this person may be, you know, okay. And so then they take that next step forward, which is to contact you, right? And then you get the ball rolling from there. Everything from that point, from the point that they contact you, is going to be about the chemistry that you two have, whether or not it's a good situation for you. But that profile is the kind of the launching pad, I think, to get them in. So for me, I'm not sure what's on my profile page.
Well, the key is that your profile page, you put thought into it and made sure you could build that trust relationship with them. One thing that Dave and I do that, you know, I don't think I've mentioned on the show is we actually put a picture of us in the pictures. So not only are there pictures of the property, of the inside, of the outside, of, you know, what they can enjoy in the area, we make sure and put pictures of, you know, those parks that we're talking about, the outdoor trails, the downtown areas. We put those in the pictures with descriptions, because if they don't like your pictures, they're not going to make it to the description. And then we also typically put either towards the beginning or towards the end, a picture of Dave and I and say, we are your 5-star host team, so that they can get that relation right there in the pictures from step one as well.
Very nice.
Yeah. Anything you can do to stand out, but still be kind of true to who you are, what the experience would be like renting from you, what your property is like, because it really is about just finding like the tenant that kind of checks all the boxes that's right for you and your property, right? So I think that just being the most authentic and making your profile reflect that is just huge. So I think that's something that every landlord here could go log on to Furnish Finder, find their profile and spend 10 minutes, right? Just being like, okay, how can I make this a little bit less generic, a little bit more descriptive, and maybe add a picture, right? Like make it so it really shows off who you are. Because the more that travelers do look at those and match up, like you might get yourselves more direct booking requests instead of, you know, browsers. So I think that's a really good kind of approach that you've had. And I just love that you take the time to explore the area in your description as well, because people are traveling. They don't live there. Right? A lot of the time.
Well, guys, if midterm rentals and room rentals have been in your mind and you've got that extra space in your home like Chanel has that you could just try out the room rental strategy, then we have given y'all a lot of tips to go ahead and move forward today.
Yep, I love it.
So one other tip in terms of renting your space, you know, I think people sometimes present things that they're comfortable with, and that's fine. But I think one of the keys is you need to attract other people, right? So your space needs to appear clean. It needs to appear homey and comfortable, clean. If you want to attract quality people, right? And I think that's the real, you know, just something that you really need to key in on, because as we said, the housing market is hot. Lots of people need housing, but you want the right tenant. And I think your space needs to reflect something that will make people comfortable. It will make it will attract someone who is a reflection of you, so to speak. And I think you do that by presenting, you know, what you can. And again, it's an investment. So, you know, you may have to invest in a new paint job or, you know, a nice comforter, you know, put pictures on the wall, that kind of thing. Don't just present them with, you know, dark picture somewhere that looks like a dungeon and, you know, they wouldn't want to live, because, you know, again, you won't have that feedback. You'll have high turnover. And again, this is something that you want long term to make it worth the investment. So just really invest in yourself, and those returns will, you know, you'll reap those returns.
Well, Chanel, I think we've gotten so many amazing tips from you today, so many actionable tips, which are my absolute favorite. And talking about house hacking, as you know, and renting a room midterm style as a way of house hacking, which is something we probably don't discuss enough, but is beneficial on so many levels. You're giving a space to professional travelers who are really looking to help the community you're in. You're also offsetting a lot of your mortgage, right? You're also bringing in extra revenue. You're helping your own financial situation and creating that long-term generational wealth by paying off that property, right? So kudos to you for doing something that I think most people might think is outside of their comfort zone, but you have really sat down and said, okay, how do I make this something that is comfortable for me and that benefits you as well, right? You get to have company and develop new relationships, all while getting that financial benefit. So it was so great to speak with you. I can't wait to see if you continue on to go repeat this and do it again, or kind of what the next chapter is for you. But thank you so much for sharing all of your tips for renting out part of your own home to midterm travelers. And we can't wait to keep in touch.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much for your time. This is a lot of fun, and I can't wait to just tune into you ladies even more. This is, I didn't know you were out there. I didn't know that this type of support existed from Furnish Finder. So, you know, I'm just really glad that I found it and reached out to you ladies. And I'm glad that I could share, you know, my experiences with all your listeners.
Thank you so much, Chanel.
We'll see you all next week, and join us on Mondays for a brand new episode of The Landlord Diaries. Have a great day, everyone.